All right. Hello, everyone. This is CircuitPython Weekly for Monday, August 11th, 2025. It's time of the week where we get together to talk about all things CircuitPython. I'm Liz, and I'm sponsored by Adafruit to work on CircuitPython. CircuitPython is a version of Python designed to run on tiny computers called microcontrollers. CircuitPython development is primarily sponsored by Adafruit, so if you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, consider purchasing hardware from adafruit.com. This meeting is hosted on the Adafruit Discord server. You can join anytime by going to adafruit.it/discord. We hold the meeting in the CircuitPython dev text channel and the CircuitPython voice channel. There is a shared notes document that accompanies the meeting recording. You can contribute to this document beforehand. I've also linked it recently and it's pinned in Discord if you need to add anything. And this meeting is held in five parts. First part is community news, followed by a state of CircuitPython, libraries, and Blinka. Third part is hug reports. Fourth part, status updates. Fifth part, in the weeds. And that covers how the meeting would go. And with that, as I scroll up to the correct spot in the document, we will kick things off with community news. Big headline this week is CircuitPython Day 2025 is this Friday, August 15th. Friday, August 15th is CircuitPython Day, the snakiest day of the year. Please mark your calendars and let us know how you might be celebrating CircuitPython Day by tagging social media with CircuitPython Day 2025. And there's an Adafruit blog post that has the day's schedule. Adafruit will be celebrating by having a few pre-record and live sessions with folks such as Dan and Scott. They will have a session. We'll hear from community folks. Sophie Wong, how she built a spacesuit prop that's powered by CircuitPython. We'll hear from John Gallagher, Professor John Gallagher from Boston College, who teaches an entire course with CircuitPython, and lots more great stuff. So it's going to be exciting, action-packed, sneaky CircuitPython day. And then Project of the Week was an upcycled Raspberry Pi music player. Upcycling an older Sony Mini Boombox to play music with a Raspberry Pi 4, Pico, and MusicPi, Python-based system. It includes two LCD displays and a keyboard hidden inside CD player, and that's on Instructables and YouTube. And I want to highlight a new learn guide we had at Adafruit, ESPNow in CircuitPython from John Park. If you've ever been curious about ESPNow, I personally never use it, so I was. And how you use it in CircuitPython, this guide will get you started. And these news items and more are available in our weekly Python for Microcontrollers newsletter, which goes out via email on Monday mornings. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks to Anne for putting the newsletter together. If you have any Python on hardware projects to share or find content you'd like to see included, please consider contributing to the newsletter. You can email cpnews@adafruit.com with a link, hashtag CircuitPython, or tag an engineer on BlueSky, Mastodon, or X, or open a PR on GitHub in the CircuitPython Weekly newsletter repository. And that is community news. Next up is state of CircuitPython libraries and Blinka. And this is a quantitative overview of the entire project. It gives us a chance to look at the health of the project separate from our status updates. We'll talk about the project overall, then separately discuss the core, libraries, and Blinka. So, overall, there were 11 pull requests merged by 8 authors, and there were 7 reviewers, 6 closed issues by 3 people, and 16 opened by 8 people. And then in the core, there were 5 pull requests merged by 5 authors: Sam Blenny, Dan Halpert, CrackXT, Paggy Z, and there were 3 reviewers: Carter Nelson, Dan Halpert, and Scott. There are currently 26 open pull requests, 6 closed issues by 3 people, 12 open by 5 people, currently a total of 799 open issues, 9 active milestones. For 10.0.0, there are 13 open issues. 10.0.x, 3 open issues. 10.x.x, 67 open issues. And the 11.0.0 milestone, 7 open issues. No open issues for 9.2.x. And I would also like to plug, if you want to start testing out the beta, CircuitPython 10, that's how we find a lot of those bugs and get a little further along in our release schedule. And then for libraries, there's 16 open issues. Long term, 656 open issues. support 19 open issues, third party 17 open issues, and only one issue is not assigned a milestone, and that's a great way to see how triaging is going. So that one had probably come in overnight when the report was run, so things are looking good in the core. And now we'll hear from Tim about the CircuitPython libraries.
All right, thanks, Liz. This section covers all of the CircuitPython libraries, which we have split into two different bundles, the Adafruit Library Bundle, which has 307 libraries in it currently, and the Community Library Bundle, which has 166 libraries in that one currently, for a total of 536 libraries. The Adafruit Bundle, of course, hosts all of the drivers and helper libraries that Adafruit developers have worked on, and then the Community Bundle has all sorts of libraries that are made by third parties, by members of the members of the community, and individual developers who just wanted a library for a specific thing and made it and released it and added it to the bundle, for which we are all very appreciative. I don't recall if I said the total, so right now we're looking at 536 libraries total. Over the past 7 days, that's what these stats here cover, we've had 6 pull requests that were merged across all the libraries by 3 different authors, thanks to Supkick, who is a new author listed on here this week, whose name I don't recall seeing before, or at least not very frequently here, so they might be newer or a less frequent contributor, so thanks to them for authoring some CircuitPython code. Thanks to Liz and myself as well this week for getting some new library code in. We had 5 reviewers for those PRs. Thanks to JP for doing some library review work this week, as well as some of our more usual names that we see here, Liz, Scott, Lady Ada, and myself. Of the pull requests that were merged, they were pretty much all on the newer side of things. The oldest one was only 3 days old, and the newest several were down at 1 day. That leaves us right now with 48 pull requests that remain open across all the Adafruit libraries. And the oldest one of those is a draft that's 1,089 days. The newest one is 4 days old currently. There were 0 issues closed over the past week and 2 new issues opened up by 2 different people. That leaves us with 730 open issues. And then that is, again, across just the Adafruit libraries for those stats, the issues. There are 3 of those that are labeled good first issues, which you can find listed over at circuitpython.org/contributing, which is the website where you should head if you would like to get involved with CircuitPython. On that page, you'll find a list of open issues and pull requests. Those are links that go over to GitHub, essentially. And the place where we tend to point folks who are just wanting to get to start getting involved is by reviewing PRs. So when you first load that page, circuitpython.org/contributing, you'll see that list of open PRs, the links to GitHub. If you scroll through that list, find something that is interesting to you or that you've got the hardware for, then you can click through to GitHub and take a look at the PR. You can review the proposed changes for spelling, syntax, logic, anything like that. If you do have the hardware, then you can go ahead and test out those changes on your hardware. Once you have done those things, you can leave a comment on GitHub letting us know what you found when you reviewed the code. If you were able to test it out on hardware, let us know how that went as well as like what platform you did it on, you know, what specific devices and versions of CircuitPython and everything like that. Once you get comfortable with that process, if you'd like to get leveled up to leave official reviews on GitHub, we can work with you to make that happen. If you would like to start getting your hands dirty contributing some of your own code, you can also do that from circuitpython.org/contributing. Along the top, if you click over to the open issues link, you'll find a similar looking page with a list of links over to GitHub, but these ones represent issues. There is no proposed change that is in the works yet. These are waiting for someone to come along and actually code up whatever the resolution to that issue might be. It could be fixing a bug, adding a new feature or enhancement or something like that to the library. If you would like to try and tackle one of those, again, you can look through that list, find something that you're interested in, that you've got some knowledge about, or that you've got hardware for, is especially helpful if you're going to work on issues. Click through to GitHub, read about the issue, figure out what it is, you know, if it's specifically a bug or enhancement or anything like that, figure out what that issue is talking about, and then you can submit a PR with your proposed fix for it. We do have a guide for contributing to Git and GitHub, for contributing to CircuitPython using Git and GitHub, I should say. We also have folks who are around throughout the week on Discord who are more than happy to help you get spun up. So if you are trying to contribute, whether that is submitting your own pull requests, or if you're trying to get involved with reviewing, and if you're having trouble with any part of the process on GitHub or the actions, workflows, or anything else like that, just come say hi on Discord, let us know what you're up to, and we will be happy to help you out. We want everyone to be able to contribute to CircuitPython no matter what your background is or your pre-existing skill set and all that stuff. So we're very happy to help out new folks. And I will leave you with the library updates for the last 7 days. There are a couple new ones, the JD79661, the QMC5883P, and then over in the community bundle, we do have a library submitted by Subkick, the Serial Control LED Servo Library. So if you want to control some servos, you can check that out over in community bundle. And that is what we've got for libraries this week. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim. Now we're going to talk about Blinka. And Blinka is our compatibility layer for CircuitPython on single board computers like Raspberry Pi. There were zero new pull requests merged. There are 15 open pull requests. Zero issues were closed, but two new issues were opened by two people. There are currently 158 total open issues, and number of support boards is at 162. And that is state of CircuitPython libraries in Blinka. Next up is Hug Reports. Hug Reports is a chance to highlight folks in the CircuitPython community and beyond for doing awesome things. I'll start, and then we'll go down the list of Hug Reports alphabetically. If you are text only or are missing the meeting, I'll read your notes when I get to them in the list. So I'll start with Hug Reports Scott and Dan for recording for CircuitPython Day on Thursday, and also to everyone helping out with CircuitPython Day in general, and then a group hug. And I will then read for David Glaude. John Park for the stream and learn guide about ESP Now support. Todd Bott for sharing how he does remote connection to a CircuitPython board, and a group hug. And now we'll hear from Foamy Guy.
All right, thank you. I have hug reports this week, thanks to Retired Wizard and Relic SE. Both on GitHub, they have submitted several fixes and improvements to FruitJam OS and the included apps, and I really appreciate all the work that both of them have done. And then a thanks to you as well, Liz, for organizing CircuitPython Day and everything you have done on that front. Appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem, and looking forward to your stream on that day. And now we'll hear from Retired Wizard. Okay, I'm going to assume they are text only. So they have Hug Report all the folks at Adafruit for the work in releasing the first batch of Fruit Jams, Foamy Guy for Fruit Jam OS, and a group hug. Next, I'll read for Scott. Sam Blenny for a PR for 60 Hertz video timings, and to me for organizing CircuitPython Day. And then finally, Todd Bott, who's also text only. Sam Blenny for all the DVI and USB host work on Fruit Jam, and also to me for CircuitPython Day work. No problem. And that is Hug Reports. Next up is Status Updates. So Status Updates is our time to tell folks what we're up to individually. I will start, and we'll go through the list of updates alphabetically. When I call on you, take a couple minutes to talk about what you've been doing since the last meeting and what you'll be doing until the next meeting. So I'll kick things off. I've been doing a lot of prep for CircuitPython Day, as also illustrated in the Hug Reports. Appreciate that, folks. And I think sessions this year are going to be really interesting. I try to cultivate it with a mix of Adafruit folks and community folks to get kind of a wide swath of perspectives. And speaking of CircuitPython work, I wrote a CircuitPython driver for the QMC5883 magnetometer, along with a learn guide that's now in moderation. And then I'm going to be on vacation for the last 2 weeks of August, so I'm trying to wrap things up this week in preparation for that. Now I'll read David Glaude. Acquired a CardPewter V1.0 and V1.1 to test CircuitPython 9 and CircuitPython 10. CircuitPython 9 is okay, but on V1.1, the RGB LED is not on until the screen is on. Some boot blinking are missing. And then CircuitPython 10 boot loop with the screen flashing with or without content garbage. Analyze the leak about CardPewter ADV to see if CircuitPython will be possible on it. Built-in keyboard is not a matrix directly connected to GPIO, but via I2C and TCA8418. could work, but without firmware support for the keyboard input. TCA8418 is support in CircuitPython, so Python reading of the keyboard could work. Testing send receive of ESP now with two card pewter and one tembed. Work in progress, trying to do an ESP now chat between two card pewter reading keyboard from STDIN and receiving ANSI code for backspace and arrow. Require parsing for line editing. Very cool. And now we'll hear from Foamy Guy.
All right. Thanks, Liz. Last week, I finished up the guide pages for the Fruit Jam product guide, the main guide for that device. I also last week tested out the new ChatGPT OSS model. They released a couple of those, which made some news last week. The smaller of the two runs on relatively normal sort of consumer grade hardware. So I tested that out and tried a couple of things. And it was apparently a big week last week for AI tool releases, because there was also another thing that got lost in the shuffle a little bit that was announced last week also, that's not by OpenAI. This is a third party thing. It's not affiliated with them, but it's called Kitten TTS. And this is a real small, lightweight model for text-to-speech, and its main thing is that it is very small, it doesn't require a GPU to run, and it doesn't require a whole lot of power to run. The even the OpenAI ones that you can run locally, those still require like a nice GPU and a pretty modern sort of computer or like MacBook laptop, like fairly powerful device still. This Kitten TTS one, though, it can synthesize speech, and it can actually run even on Raspberry Pis. Like, I've been using on Raspberry Pi 5, and it's pretty impressive what it can do. So I've got some projects in the work with that, which is what my next item is here as well. I've been working on a weather forecast narrator. So this is just a quick demo that will show how to get the Kitten TTS thing up and running on a Raspberry Pi. This one downloads the forecast from National Weather Forecast, the U.S. government provided API. It narrates it into WAV files with Kitten TTS, and then it will just wait for you to press a button. Once you press the button, it will read aloud the current date. I want to add time to it as well, and then the forecast. So it's kind of an homage back to the time and temperature phone numbers, if anyone had those growing up like I did back in the 90s. And then just a reminder, I think as noted before, there will be a Game Jam stream, or I'll be doing the Game Jam stream on CircuitPython Day Friday. So after the rest of the wonderful streams, I will be there working on some games on the Fruit Jam. And that is what I've got. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Tim. And now I'll read Scott's notes. He recorded a discussion with Dan and me for CircuitPython Day. That was on Thursday. Is primarily doing e-paper drivers. 5.83 inch mono and tricolor and 7.5 inch are all the same driver. 3.7 mono and tricolor are supported too. 4.2 inch screens are supported. 2.66 screens are work in progress, not cooperating even though they have an existing driver. And he'll PR internal refactor before working on partial refresh support, which personally I'm excited about partial refresh. He also got two P4 boards. That's an expressive chip. They have V1.0 and V1.3 of the P4, so he has the latest. And that's going to do it for status updates. And there are no in the weeds topics this week. So with that, I will go ahead and wrap things up. This has been CircuitPython Weekly for Monday, August 11th, 2025. Thank you everyone who participated. If you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, and those of us that work on CircuitPython, consider purchasing from the Adafruit shop at adafruit.com. Video of this meeting will be released on YouTube at youtube.com/Adafruit, and the podcast will be available on major podcast services. It will also be featured in the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter. Visit adafruitdaily.com to subscribe. Next meeting will be held in 2 weeks. We are still on our summer schedule on Monday, August 25th. And then after that, I believe we go back to every week once the summer is done, but next one's in 2 weeks. And meeting is held on the Adafruit Discord, which you can join by going to adafruit.it/discord. To be notified about the meeting and any changes to the time or day, you can ask to be added to the CircuitPythonista's role on Discord. So we will see you all in 2 weeks, but do not forget this Friday, CircuitPython Day, lots of great content. So if you're listening to this, you love CircuitPython, you'll love all that stuff too. But with that, have a good one. Thanks, everyone.